God is good.
Amen.
Amen. God's moving.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for his presence in this service already this morning.
Amen.
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 So just be ready for what God's got to speak to you through the word today. Amen. Because he's speaking to his people. So we're going to be receivers. We're going to have our spiritual antennas ready to receive what God has for us. Well, we just want to thank each and every one of you for coming this morning, and we want to just welcome you. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, we ask you to just raise your hand so our ushers can give you a card. Ushers, see the hands that are up, and
praise God.
Thank you all praise for God. Coming. Amen. We're so honored to have you today. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and God has wonderful things in store for his people today. Amen. Before I turn it over to Pastor, I just want to speak a word of blessing over you. So receive what God has for you today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I declare the favor of God surrounds you as a shield. I declare you have the favor of God and the favor of man. Everywhere you go and everything you do, I declare you reign in life. You are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are redeemed from sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. I declare you are the anointed of God. You are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I declare you are the anointed and you are strong in God. I declare your household is blessed and you are living under an open heaven.
Yes.
I declare the blessings of the Lord make you rich. Wealth and riches are in your house and everything you put your hands to prospers. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches in secret places comes to you. I declare you are a world overcomer, and the Lord always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Give us a hand clap.
Amen.
Praise
God. Praise God.
The Lord.
Praise
God. Glory to God. Turn it over to Pastor.
Before we do neighbor looking time, I was just going to mention one thing. Jim started a series last Sunday night on angels. And Deborah will be teaching it, and Jim's going to be teaching some additional services on angels. We're going to continue that a little ways. So it was so good. It was so good. And I promise you, you'll receive revelation knowledge if you come here tonight. Oh, and the youth, you do that one.
Also, we've started a youth class on Sunday nights, every Sunday night. So bring your teenagers and... Miss Natasha is teaching, and we're so glad
Amen.
To have her as
Amen.
A teacher. She's
Amen.
An awesome woman of God.
Amen.
So we'll be greatly blessed.
Amen. 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 So now it is neighbor looking time. We want you to look at your neighbor. We want you to point at your neighbor. We want you to smile at your neighbor. And we want you to say, I came
to receive
God's good word,
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
Are you ready? To receive
God's good word,
this day. And I declare,
I'll never
ever
be the same again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence. Holy Spirit, speak through me, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say the way I should say it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me illuminate the eyes of my understanding even while I'm preaching, Holy Spirit. Help me. Father, I thank you that you said signs and wonders follow your word, and we are preaching and teaching your word this day, and we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. The title of the message today is Don't Be Stubborn. Look at your neighbor and say, I believe this message is just for you. Glory to God. Praise God. I ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to James chapter 4 and verse number 10. Amen. In the NIV version, I'm going to read the NIV and the Amplified. And a lot of times we read King James and sometimes we don't. What we try to do is get it in as easy of understanding, our understanding as we can get it, to grasp it. Sometimes we do it in several different ones. And James 4 and 10 in the NIV says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up." In the Amplified, it says, "Humble yourselves with an attitude of repentance and insignificance in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you, He will lift you up, He will give you purpose." And also Romans 13, 1 and 2, this is in the Common English Bible, "Every person should place themselves under the authority of the government. There isn't any authority unless it comes from God, and the authorities that are there have been put in place by God. So anyone who opposes the authority is standing against what God has established. People who take this kind of stand will get punished." Now, okay, now let me just start out being the pastor. Am I capable of being stubborn? Yes. Pastor Sharon knows. I am very capable of being stubborn. Helen is in here somewhere. I saw her a second ago. She knows I'm capable. She's my sister-in-law. She knows I'm capable of being stubborn. Now, we say stubborn, and a lot of times in like the King James, it would have said rebellious. So are we capable of being rebellious? If we're capable of being stubborn, we're capable of being rebellious. Now, we've discussed me long enough. Probably your neighbor is stubborn. We decided that. Probably your spouse is stubborn. Mm-hmm. Probably we're all stubborn. Sometimes we all are. Now, I'll tell you where this was just dropped in my spirit. It was from Ish. From a week or two ago, he always hooks me up with the mic and stuff. And as he's hooking me up one of the Sunday mornings, he mentions to me that the color for the day, and he's talking about the choir and the praise and worship team, they wear a certain color. They just ask them to do it, and you know, just to kind of blend perfectly and everything. And he said he was telling me what the color for the day was and whatever that was that day. I don't remember. And I said I didn't have on the color of the day, by the way. That's the reason he mentioned it to me. He was just kidding around with me. He was just goofing off with me. And I said, I just went to my shirts and I picked out one. And he said, and he was joking, he said, "So, you're being rebellious." See, y'all didn't know Ish even talked that much. See? And I said, well, in this case, it would be no. The reason I'm not, because I'm not on the praise and worship team. So I don't dress in a certain color like they do. Sometimes I know the color, sometimes I don't. I'll tell you the truth, first color that comes up in my shirt, that's what I put on. I don't even know. Pastor Sharon was telling me this morning on the way here, I said, "What is the color today?" And she said, "It's blue." I said, "All right." I did good. I did real good. So you might think I blended to be in perfect harmony, but actually I was just blending because it's the first shirt that I picked. Now, I'm making light of this because it's really light. Because, like, if I was on the praise and worship team and Patty has asked them, you know, to kind of blend in to doing a certain color, it's not a hard, fast rule. It's just asking them to do it if they can. Now, if I'm on the team, I should flow with that. Now, you understand, I may not have the color clothing that they ask. And maybe... Yeah, I know, because they had, like, one of them was, like, tiger-looking or something. I forget what it was. And everybody don't have that, you know. And so everybody may not have the colors in their closet that the praise and worship team has. And that's nothing, you know, so you're just wearing a different color. You're not wearing it to make a statement. You're just wearing it because you don't have anything else to do. Okay. But now let's tweak this a little bit. What if you did it on purpose? You didn't wear the color, you had it in your closet, but you think to yourself, that's stupid. So on purpose, here's the key, on purpose, you don't do it. That's being rebellious and stubborn because you're not flowing with what they've set up. Can you see that? So if I do something maliciously or spiteful or on purpose, I'll show them I don't care about this. See, that's arrogance. And arrogant is having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities, superior. Okay, I'll give you another example. I've given you this one before. Years ago, many years ago, 20-something, 27 years ago, when we were in Courts of Praise in LaGrange, Georgia, under Pastor Alex Montgomery, great pastor, great church at that time. And I don't know anything about it now, so it's probably still a great church. But I don't want you to read into something that I said or didn't say. But I was asked to be like an usher in that church. And so I said, sure. And so I just do the duties of an usher, whatever an usher does. And I did it for several weeks. And I wore a shirt and a tie. I did that for years and years and years. Only in the last few years did I lose the tie. And I changed the style of shirt because it's more comfortable. And I sweat like you don't know. But, and it's freezing in here, by the way. I know some of you are freezing. But I didn't do it. You understand? I didn't do it. Okay. But I'm going somewhere with this. They changed the rule for the ushers, and they notified me. They said, all the ushers now, you must wear a coat and a tie. And that's going to be a problem because I don't have any coats at that time. And I said, well, I want to be an usher, and I don't want to flow against what they got. And we were blessed. I was blessed with a brand new coat. And I said, wow, I've got 1 week. So during this same time that I decided I'm not going to complain about this, I'm going to just do it. If I don't have it and I can't do it, then I'm going to tell them that I just can't, but it's not because I'm being hateful or something. Because some people do things just to be hateful. They do it maliciously on purpose to cause a disturbance or friction. Okay? And Pastor Sharon went in the hall closet. And at that time, and somebody had given us something that had moved in next door, and they'd given a bunch of coats that their husband had, and he had passed away. They were really nice sports coats. We'd forgot about them. They'd been in there for so long. She pulls them out. She said, try one of these. She said, it just came to me to go and check that closet. She checked it and put it on. I mean, it was made for me. It was perfect. You didn't have to have anything tailored. It was just right. Well, I had like six of them. I'm like, well, all right. I got this thing going on. I can flow right. See, now, if I'd have complained or I'd been, trying to cause some friction, the Lord wouldn't have opened the door to bless us that way. Can you see that? He'll bless you if you'll flow with authority. And he won't bless you if you flow against it. It's simple. Humble people flow with authority. Rebellious people flow against authority. Okay? I don't know if y'all have ever heard of Ed Dufresne. He's a minister. He's passed away now. But he was a minister. He traveled, traveling evangelist, traveled all over the world. And he said he's getting ready to speak at this one church this day. And he said they came up to him. It's a large church. And they gave him a little like a badge showing that he's the guest speaker. And he's supposed to wear this badge. I mean, it's a huge church. And he said, thank you very much. And he said in his heart, he said, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. They want me to wear this stupid little badge. That is so silly and stupid. He said he stuck it in his pocket. He said, service is over. He's at home. He's trying to go to sleep. He can't go to sleep. And he said, here's what he heard. He heard the Lord say, rebellion, rebellion, rebellion. They ask you to do a simple thing like wear a badge to identify you, and you rebel. He heard this. Why do you have to be so rebellious? I'm going to put it back to us now. They ask you to do a simple thing like sit in a certain section or not to sit in a certain section. And we could be rebellious and do it anyway. I always sat there. I paid for that pew. I'm going to sit there. They're not going to move me. I see what they're doing. They're against me. They could ask us not to stand. They could ask us not to talk. They could ask us not to chew gum during service. They could ask us not to text. The usher's job is to keep order and flow. They could ask us to park somewhere or not park somewhere, or, you know, there's so many things that we can be asked to do. So when the usher said, sit in this section, not this section, and you didn't, or park here and not there, but you didn't, you parked in the restricted zone for wheelchairs, it don't matter. I'll only be in there a minute. I know it says don't park, but it's okay. I'm the exception to the rule. No, you're stubborn and you're rebellious. You just don't consider it because you consider it a small thing. And you didn't do what you were asked to do, the little thing. You missed some blessings, and I missed some blessings that were attached to those acts of obedience. We missed some doors opening that would have been opened that are not opened because of little things. Little hinges swing big doors, and we don't realize that. Little hinges swing big doors. Little things of insignificance, what we consider insignificant things. Little attitudes that are wrong, that are rebellious. Thank you very much. Isaiah 1 and 19 in the Amplified Classic Edition says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Romans 13, 1 and 2, just like before, except this time it's in the Amplified. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, granted by His permission and sanction. And those which exist have been put in place by God. Therefore, whoever resists governmental authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who have resisted it bring judgment, civil penalty on themselves. Now, this is not just talking about government here. It's talking about He set up authority. And this is talking about the authority on your job. This is talking about the authority that we're going to run into in a department store or wherever we go in a restaurant. There's an authority there, and you're supposed to flow with the rules that authority has established. Let me read you the definition of stubborn. Or we could just look at each other. And I believe we'll see the definition of stubborn. If I hold up a mirror and you hold up a mirror, we'll know what stubborn looks like. Having or showing persistent determination not to change one's attitude or position on something in spite of good arguments or reasons to do so. There are a lot of Christians that God has dealt with for years and years about being properly joined to a body of believers, but they're stubborn. We see some of those Christians from time to time. Christmas, Easter, and that's Mother's Day sometimes. Sometimes Mother's Day, sometimes not. You know, and they just, well, you know, I got a prophecy down at First Church, and then I went over here and I got another prophecy at Second Church, and I tell you, I went over here. I tell you, it's just the Lord's just moving. He's just moving all over, and He would be blessing them more, but He can't find them because they're stubborn. And He's telling them, I want you properly joined to a body. And the reason He does is because some days you're going to hit something. And I'm not trying to prophesy something bad, but we all go through things and we need each other when we go through these things. We need somebody praying for us. We need somebody lending a hand to us and helping us in some way. We all need each other. But if nobody knows you in the body of Christ, a lot of people don't join any body of Christ because they're stubborn. So they go from church to church instead of doing what God has told them. It's not just stubborn, it's rebellious. The Holy Spirit deals with you for months and months or maybe years about tithing, but you're stubborn. No. But your finances are all in a disarray because there's no order there, and God's just trying to establish order. He's not trying to take something from us. He's trying to give something to us. He deals with you about being more committed, but you ignore Him. He deals with you about some of your friends. He says they're pulling you in wrong directions and wrong paths, and you have to let them go. I can't cut that friendship. I've known them for 25 years. But it's pulling you down a wrong road. It's going to take you in a negative stream, and there's going to be decisions and choices you make because of that wrong friendship whispering in your ear. Okay? When we were in the church that we started in the storefront, this church, there was a young man there. And I asked him, I said, I want you to go. We were going to Ozark, Alabama, and to a meeting at Glory to Him, Bonnie's old church. And we asked him, we said, we want you to go. And he said, I'm kind of thinking about it, and I'm kind of not. And you know, I felt it very, very strongly on the inside of my spirit. He needs to go to this. And, you know, went back and forth, and we're trying to encourage him to go, and I just a lot of stuff. And then he said, no, I'm not going to go. I'm going to go off with my friends. He wound up being put in jail that night. They wound up getting with those friends, and they robbed some place or whatever, and he wound up in jail for a while. But that stubbornness, see, the Spirit is dealing with us a lot of times, and we're not going to admit it's the Spirit, but it's the Spirit trying to get us not to be stubborn, not to go the way that the Spirit is saying, don't go that way. Not yielding to the Holy Spirit is stubbornness. Hebrews 4 and 7 in the Expanded Bible, I'm going to give you a part of it. Today, listen to what he says. If you hear his voice, don't be stubborn and harden your hearts. Years ago, when we were in the storefront, I had asked somebody to teach. And they taught exactly opposite of what I had taught on a subject. Now, it's not like they didn't know. So you could make a mistake not knowing. You could do it honestly and earnestly, not knowing. This person knew exactly what we had taught on a subject. Straight scripture on a specific subject. And they got up there and they made fun of what we were teaching on that subject. And they made fun of another pastor that did it. And they didn't do it by accident. They were making a point. They used their opportunity to teach to be divisive and to divide, and it was done maliciously. See, the enemy loves division, and he loves to cause confusion. They should have never done that. I never asked them to speak again. That was a rebellious spirit, stubborn. I'm going to show them. I know more about this than anybody else. I'm going to show them. It's wrong. God's not in it. You and I honor God by flowing with authority. We dishonor Him by flowing against authority. I know I've said it before, but I feel like I should say it again. I was asked to speak at this little place or whatever, and I'm getting my message ready or whatever. This is 30 years ago. And I'm getting everything ready, and then the guy calls me up a couple days before, and he says, well, actually, it was really close to the time. And he said, you can teach on anything you want to teach on, but don't teach on healing. All I had was healing. I knew the mind of Christ. I mean, if you get with the Lord, you know what the Lord wants in a service. I mean, you got to spend some time with Him to know, but I knew it's about healing. It's all about healing. His glory about healing is supposed to be revealed in this service. And so I said, okay, don't say anything about healing, because he didn't believe in healing. I said, okay. So I said, Lord, here's what I'm going to do. He's the authority. So I'm going to get me a salvation message. I've never done it like this, and I did it. I got a salvation message. I preached for about 5 to 10 minutes, and I preached on salvation. This guy stands up, comes up to the front, and he starts talking about being healed of something. He didn't even believe in healing. He didn't believe in healing was for us today. And my mouth is dropped open. I'm like, does he realize what he's doing? He's talking about God has healed him. He was healed miraculously of something. And he tells the whole story. And I'm like, I'm standing in awe. I'm like, God, you had me flow with authority because that's what I was supposed to do. I was not supposed to buck that authority. But you took your glory and you stuck it on somebody that didn't even believe that and had him take the service where he was supposed to take it anyway. I said, you're so smart, God. You're so good. Now, what would happen if I'd have been stubborn and rebellious and said, I tell you what, you don't know what you're talking about. It's supposed to be about healing today, and it's going to be about healing today. I'd have divided that body. I'd have messed it up. You understand? And God's not in that. He's not in division. He's not in messing stuff up. He's not in being disrespectful to those in authority by doing your own thing. Look at your neighbor and say, this is good preaching. Look at your neighbor and say, I hope you're receiving something out of this today. Look at your neighbor one more time and say, I hope when you leave here today, you're not as stubborn as when you came. Now get this. Some of y'all really enjoyed doing that. And some of y'all were too stubborn to do it. I don't care. I'm stupid. So, don't teach opposite of what is taught or you know is taught in a place. I don't go into a denominational church and say, we believe in speaking in tongues, and I do it out loud in their service. That would be totally out of order. It would cause confusion, and that's not God. The Bible said God is not the author of confusion. If we go into a restaurant and the sign says, no shoes, no service, and you go in barefooted anyway, and they won't serve you and they show you the door, it's your own fault. You didn't flow with the rules that they had established. So you didn't flow with that authority. And truthfully, that means you didn't flow with God, who established that authority in that place. You say, well, I don't believe He established that authority in that place. They're in authority. You're supposed to flow with it. I'm not telling you to do anything illegal. That's not true. Somebody in authority should never tell you to do something illegal or immoral. That's not the case. But most of the time, that's not what it is anyway. It's against our flesh. I didn't want to wear shoes. I didn't want to wear socks. I just wanted to eat a hamburger. Go find somewhere in a drive-thru and eat your hamburger. But if you're going to go in that restaurant, you're going to wear socks and shoes. It seems like a little thing. It's the little things. The little hinges, the big doors. You know, they have devices to let you know if radar is being used. So I don't even remember what they call them anymore. But you know, to see if the cops got the radar out there so you can speed. Now, if you are doing laser, okay, if you're using that in order to speed, it's actually rebellious. Oh, now hang on. I don't know who's got it in their car. I don't know anything. I hadn't even seen your car. I don't know what's in nobody's car. You understand? I'm telling you, it's a permission. Well, I'm going to use this, and I'm going to determine if that cop's here, and I'm going to break the law. Now, hang on. Now, how many of us have unintentionally got the car at 80, and it's supposed to be at 55 or 65? You didn't realize you was going that fast. You don't want a ticket, but you didn't realize it. But it's different when you're being rebellious and you do it on purpose. This thing says he ain't here. Whoa! I ain't gonna get no ticket today. Whoa! That's it. Woo, 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 woo. Whoa, I'm gonna slow down. Now I'm gonna be obedient. Now I'm gonna flow. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, officer. I was flowing. This thing notified me about you long before you got me on that radar. That's wrong. It's rebellious. There's an awful lot of laughing going on in here. I don't know who all. I do not know who has one of these things. But undoubtedly, there's a lot of people in here that have them. I have no idea. You bunch of rebellious heathens, you. What are y'all doing? Shame on you. A rebellious spirit will flow against authority and will speak against authority. On your job, your boss, he just wants you to flow with his vision for doing things in a certain way. He doesn't have time, or she doesn't have time, to explain to you why we're doing it a certain way every time. They just want you to flow with their vision for doing it. a certain way. And if you flow, everything will be fine. But if you don't, you may go. You may be let out. You may be kicked out. I'm serious. Your boss is not going to put up with it over a length of time. Got mighty quiet in here. Your boss might do something a different way or a way that doesn't make sense to you. But do it his way or her way. We're all different. We all do things different. You can make suggestions for how it's done. Do it in private. But don't resist the way he is asking you to, or she is asking you to do it. Just flow with it. See, resistance is rebellion. I ain't putting up with this. I don't know who that boss thinks he is. He thinks he's the boss. She thinks she's the boss. They're in charge. They're in authority. Well, what if you're your boss? Do I still have to submit to the boss if he or she is not nice and not considerate? Yes, you do. Because you're honoring the office that has been established by God. In doing so, you're honoring God. You're looking past that man and you're doing your work, whatever that work is. Maybe they don't appreciate it. Maybe they don't like you. And maybe you're being treated bad. The Lord will take care of all that if you'll line up with His word that says honor that boss by not being disrespectful. And don't talk to all your fellow employees about what a lousy boss he is and what a stupid way he's running the company or she's running the company. Don't talk behind their back all the time about how they're not paying you enough and you should have been promoted years ago. I'm telling you, you won't be in line. You're not in spiritual line. You're being rebellious. It's good. It's good. Because we've all done it. But I'm telling you, it causes us to miss blessings. Huge blessings. Glory to God. So we're honoring God by submitting to that authority. Our children are honoring us by submitting to our authority. Your small children, you gotta make sure they honor you. Don't let them just do any old thing. Children are going to be children. I'm not talking about being crazy. Children are going to do stuff. I understand that. But at the same time, you know, I still believe in whooping. Amen. Whooping is when your child back talks you and disrespects you, and you've told them correctly and accurately, they know exactly what they're doing, but they're maliciously being stubborn and rebellious. Yeah, they don't need a timeout. They need a whooping. That's what they need. They need a whooping. Old fashioned. I know this is not politically correct, but they need a whooping. It's what they need. Glory to God. Glory to God. They'll turn out fine. Amen. Amen. They'll learn to respect authority. James 4 and 7. Y'all are really into this today. Glory to God. Woo! Yeah. Pastor said, my neighbor is rebellious and stubborn and my children need a whooping. That's what I got out of the service today. So you go home and you tell your husband, you're rebellious, you stubborn thing, you. And your children, come over here, I'm going to spank you right now. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm not implying that. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Submit to God. We always forget that part. Resist the devil and he will flee. That's the part we quote. Resist the devil and he will flee. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Submit yourselves therefore to authority. Flow with, not against. The second part of that verse, the devil will flee, won't work without the first part of that verse. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Glory to God. I have much more. I'm going to ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. Praise God. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word this morning, amen. Something that we all have need of, isn't it? We need to all just really be on our P's and Q's of what kind of attitude do we have, you know? What are we trying to get around? Let's just flow with authority. We're going to let that be our new slogan. Let's just flow. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So that's something that we all need to be mindful of. Have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father God, we just come to you today, Father God, thanking you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Lord. This day is blessed because you have blessed it, Lord. You've given us this day. And we thank you, Father, for all the blessings that you've given us, all the good things that you've done for us, Father. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for truth, Father God. Your word is truth. And, Father, we take this truth this day and we plant it in our hearts and in our minds. And we go out, Father God, and we are doers of the word, Father, not just hearers, but we are doers. And Father, we just thank you that you are a loving, caring Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And you just care about each and every part of our lives. And Father, that everything in your word is to bless us and to help us and to strengthen us, Father, and help us be more like you. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.